Well, what am I supposed to write with?
I don't know, lead. A pen?
I couldn't find a pen that quickly. Alright, you guys start, and I'll fill in. What are we talking about?
I don't know, Mr. Man. What are we talking about?
Mother trucker, dude. I need a good old wooden pencil.
No, you just need a non-dollar mechanical pencil.
Facts. Go spend the $9.80 on a mechanical
one
pencil.
Mechanical pencil.
Yeah, specifically one mechanical pencil.
Once we start making a lot of money from this podcast, then I will.
You know, that mechanical pencil requires like a 0.25 millimeter lead instead of like a 0.07 or 0.09.
It's a 1.25. It's ginormous. Today...
That's not what she said, though.
Well, introduce yourselves. How about that?
Okay. James Creel. You will have heard my voice before in the last two episodes of this podcast. We're talking about actors and actresses. And now I guess we're talking about Space Jam.
Space Jam.
Space Jam 2, to be specific.
A new legacy.
And we have a new guest to fill in because Ben's at camp and he decides he just doesn't want to anymore.
He doesn't want to go see Space Jam.
And he probably thinks Space Jam's not avant-garde. It's not a French silent film, so he won't see it.
It's not the French Dispatch.
Can he see it in French, though? Would he do that?
No, it's...
With English subtitles.
Monsieur LeBron James, you must be basketball.
No. And the guest is Mr. Kyler Brewer. He does movies and such, so he is replacing Ben until further notice, possibly forever.
We signed Kyler to a 3-year, $14 million
contract. Let me put my Dolby baseball cap on real quick. It's out in my car.
Sorry, I was looking up my GeoGuessr game.
Your
GeoGuessr game. I was doing playing GeoGuessr.
You know, Andrew got him on that, and it's unlocked this whole new thing for Krill.
No,
GeoGuessr. That's why he hasn't responded to us. He's playing GeoGuessr.
I played two games in my entire life. I just got done with my first one. Because I'm feeling a lot of hostility in this room. I got work tomorrow.
Well, this is what the audience expects when they come and listen to the critics or the real artists. Some good old banter, some ribbing, some rifting.
Oh, just good old banter.
Yeah, you're gonna get ribbed, all right.
There's the hostility. My apologies, Creel.
Yeah, you better apologize.
You want to play Geospace Command?
No, I'm done now. I only get one free game a day.
Oh.
You have to pay for it. Okay, you need to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to have to cut all
Miss
this
Mr. Browse.
Yeah, my name's Levi. Welcome back, everyone, to Critics of the Real Artists. This is a much-anticipated episode. We've had emails and letters.
Smoke signals.
Smoke signals just flying in. What are you guys talking about Space Jam 2? When is it happening? And so you guys were seeing the
exactly track. 2 days before the movie comes out.
2 days before it comes out, Friday or Thursday midnight, or even some places are showing a little bit early.
Yeah, if you're special.
Yeah, Sundance.
Special. Sundance Movie Festival. I just watched the trailer like 5 minutes ago for the first time.
Or one of them.
One of the very longer ones, the official trailers. So that was fun. I guess. I don't know what... It just looks like, hey, LeBron, play basketball.
So, what I don't understand is why this movie exists. I mean, I know why, but I mean, for what reason?
It's to debate Jordan or LeBron James?
Well, that's not a debate. That shouldn't be a debate. And anyone who thinks the debate is wrong. That's just how it is. First off, we have to talk about the controversy, what they did to my girl Lola Bunny.
What happened to Lola?
So they decided, people got mad because she was a quote unquote, I'm going to make sure everyone knows that I'm doing air quotes here, because this is not my opinion, but this is the big controversy that they made Lola Bunny less hot.
Who is saying this?
That was on the that was months ago. That was way less.
Really?
Yeah. They made her less attractive because they wanted, I don't know why, but that is the contention, right? And so the people are mad about that because before they're like, dang, you know, why you gotta do this? Why do you gotta do this? And Disney has been like, well, we gotta. It's a long big thing, right? And so that the people, it's this big dealio. It's already got a bunch of negative press with the OG fans. Number
really?
One, yes.
Wow.
Just look it up sometime. Look up Lola Bunny controversy. You'll see some articles about it, I'm sure.
Angry furries.
Not to say Lola Bunny controversy. You'll be okay, fans out there.
Fans out there.
You little listeners. Let me tell you about something about this movie, okay? We have LeBron James as the Michael Jordan replacement from the OG original.
Mm-hmm.
His son, there's some family issues. His son doesn't want to play basketball, and his dad wants him to play basketball. Who could have imagined? That could have a conflict with the story. You know, we have Don Cheadle as the villain.
Don Cheadle!
Which is...
Looked like he just... showed up to the movie. Like, he just dressed like how
they were
he
like, hey,
dresses.
Do you want to be in the new Space Jam?
Do you want to dress right. like what Hollywood reporters think Elon Musk dressed like every day?
he didn't look like a villain of any sort. He just looked like Don Cheadle that
looked,
showed
no,
up to
no,
a movie
he looked like
here.
Don Cheadle with a shiny vest, which is what...
He probably usually wears.
Well, no, I don't think he wears that usually. I feel
like he's such a dad. He'll just go out with, like, you know... Go buy a sandwich, just not in that.
No, he's going. It's what Elon Musk. It's what those Hollywood reporters and Hollywood execs thinks Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or like Zuckerberg walks around
Jeff
in.
Jeff Bezos, yeah.
Right. But so he's the main villain. You got all the Looney Tunes cast there, right?
Yeah.
LeBron James has to play a basketball game to save his son.
That just portal to.
That was transported by Don Cheadle because he's like a, he is like the lord overlord of the internet basically.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers claimed property. I should paraphrase. There's a server world for every single Warner Brothers property, and he thinks Looney Tunes are the rejects. We could add Game of Thrones, Space Jam. But
he obviously didn't see the first Space Jam. They're not rejects.
Yeah.
But you know, obviously missed the first, so then LeBron James gets transported down there. This movie is a little bit between live action in an animated setting and animated in an animated setting and live action in a live setting.
You're right.
So there's going to be some CGI for the actual game. It looked okay. Looney Tunes become CGI. Up at it, not animated
yeah,
for the actual
not,
game.
Yeah.
That could be a hit or a miss, you know.
Another Sonic the Hedgehog situation.
Well, see, Sonic Hedgehog situation was bad, and then they fixed it because they realized, hey, we'll make a lot more people happy if they did, and then they did, and then it worked out. Okay, it worked out in their favor, actually, by a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Because that first Sonic makeup looked scary.
The first one didn't look, it was right in the middle of the Uncanny Valley, and everyone hated it, and then they said, you know what? We should probably go back and fix this.
Yeah.
And they actually do. So kudos on them. This is not a Sonic the Hedgehog video, though. This is a Space Jam.
Space Jam.
So why don't we go around and do initial impressions, starting with Kyler.
The new kid on the block.
What's your initial impressions of Mr. Space Jam 2, A New Legacy?
You can't go wrong with the first, though, but, like, there's so many, like, correlations with the first and the second. The fact that it's both having, you know, the first one was dealing with his son, too, in, like, the beginning. Or, no, was that Jordan as a kid in the beginning?
That was Jordan as a kid, I
Jordan
think.
As
I don't,
yeah,
because
he has a family.
Because, okay, so hold on.
Family.
We have to make a significant plot deviation. The reason... Number one reason why in the first movie Michael Jordan had to play a basketball game was to get everyone's power, get Charles Barkley his magic back.
Man, this is terrible. I can't play basketball.
And several other notable early 90s stars, right? They had to get their mojo back, right, basically. Yeah. And that's what he was fighting for. Yeah. And that also he signed a contract that if he didn't, he'd have to be enslaved by the amusement park tycoon.
By Danny DeVito.
Yeah. Because he wanted to be, it'd be an attraction. Because everyone realized Michael Jordan, he's a superstar even in the Toon World area, right?
Yeah, he's Michael Jordan.
He's Michael Jordan. In this one, it's not like a contract, or it's like, not to get some other stars, it's because his son...
It's family.
is the plot, and his wife's there... And so
his wife shows up, and he's not playing
for the Toons like Michael Jordan. He's also that's another reason he was also playing to save the Toons, right?
Yeah,
that's why I see what he's doing the first time. He's like, I want to get out of here.
Because Danny DeVito, he hated the Looney Tunes,
and he hated them, and then Michael Jordan was like, and then he's like, I don't care, the Toons is kind of weird. And then he's like, I kind of like them, so I'll help them out. We're gonna win. But Kai, go to the initial impressions of the second one. What do you think's gonna happen? What was your first impressions of the trailer? First impressions of the trailer.
I'm not gonna lie, I was pretty excited when I first heard they were gonna make another one, and I kind of watched it, and I was just like, the CGI, I'm not there for it. Like, I'm not a big fan of that, but looking at it, I was just like, this does feel like a cash grab just for Warner Brothers, and just it seemed like they spent so much more money on the background of the whole fight than they did on the whole game than just any other part of it. You got characters like Iron Giant, you got the Flintstones, you got members of Batman, random characters.
You got Scooby-Doo, you got Godzilla,
you got Kong, you got all these characters in it. Yeah, Kong, he wrote the big gorilla.
So, unlike the original, it's an open-air gym. It is an open stadium where there's spectators. Warner Brothers is decided to, we have all these licenses and franchises and characters. Let's put them in the background to get those nostalgia juices flowing. Let's pump up the nostalgia so that when you're watching LeBron James dunk it on some CGI creature, you can see a character you remember from your child in the background and think, oh, that's cool.
For more Easter eggs than just...
Easter eggs. And they're just doing it because, they have all these...
We got the money.
What are they doing with Iron Giant? What have they been doing with Iron Giant recently, besides a small cameo in the movie Ready Player One, which we're not going to talk about, because I can talk about that forever. anything else, Kyler?
I'm a sucker for Don Cheadle, because it's Don Cheadle. So when I saw he was, playing the antagonist, I was just like, all right, I'm down with this. Hmm. Otherwise, it's Space Jam. I really enjoyed the first one. I don't think I'm going to go into this hating it. I think I'll go into it and, it's not like I'm going and, watching Emoji Movie again. It's not like how it was like that, where it's just like, I'm only doing it just to see if it's bad. Like, I'm doing this, out of my pure enjoyment of the first.
Okay. So you're looking forward to this film?
Oh, 100%.
Okay. You think you'll like the film?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know if I'm going to like it. But, I sure the heck will have a good time watching it, seeing Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle.
Okay.
I go to Space Jam 2, A New Legacy for the Looney Tunes. Nah, you go to Space Jam 2, A New Legacy for Don Cheadle.
Okay. Okay, your Kyler's final synopsis.
Don Cheadle out of Don Cheadle. Don Cheadle out of Don Cheadle.
9 Don Cheadles out of 10 Don Cheadles. Moving on to Mr. Browse. He's got a notepad ready. He's made some of his notes.
Sad trumpet.
he's got his trumpet with him. He's ready.
Got it.
What did you write down, Mr. Browse?
First and foremost, Clifford the Big Red Dog is going to be a movie.
Well, that's a different video.
That's
you're getting
be
sidetracked.
A three-part series on this podcast coming up.
Yeah.
Look forward to that.
We're going to talk about the origins of Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the animated show in the books, and then we're going to talk about the movie in the third one.
Okay.
That's true.
That's a little teaser for it. So whet your appetite.
Yeah, I laughed very hard when I saw Don Cheadle on the screen.
Okay.
Kylo told me that John Cheadle was the
antagonist, yeah.
Which made me, I was like, okay, you know, kind of funny. But then it's just, it's not like a, you know, funny thing with Danny DeVito is just voicing this, you know, alien guy. It's actually just freaking Don Cheadle, just looking like, you know, Don Cheadle. Why he's the Lord of the Internet, I don't know. I'm confused on the plot a little bit that they just take an elevator and then his son gets on this goofy floor that doesn't exist and just runs through a portal and Don Cheadle's like, I got him, so you can play basketball now.
Yeah, that's
get dropped down to the Toon World.
There is some MacGuffin device,
the MacGuffin
place where LeBron James' face, not actual Bronny, it's not Bronny Jr.
Right.
His fake son is transported, or maybe it's his, I don't know, I don't think it's his real son.
Probably not.
But it's, he gets transported, and LeBron James has to follow him through this thing. That's where I get stuck in the server world, the world where Don Cheadle controls. So, Mr. Browse.
Yeah.
Besides Don Cheadle, we heard a lot about Don Cheadle from Mr. Boer over there. What is your thoughts on the first one? Are you looking forward to this one? Have you,
so,
I mean,
yeah.
Is it like a cherished film for you? What's your...
Well, I wouldn't say cherished. Obviously, the first Space Jam is fun. It's a classic. He gets some fun, terrible acting from Charles Barkley.
And Michael Jordan. And
Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan. Not a great actor, old Michael, but he did all right.
You know, I don't think he was supposed to be a good actor. I think he was just kind of there.
Yeah. But he did all right. So is this a true sequel, or is this somewhat like kind of like Ghostbusters, the female version, where it's kind of like a reboot, but also they allude to things in the first one?
That's a very good question, actually, because
from the trailer, it doesn't look like a true sequel.
See, I think it might be, though, because I think they can't avoid, I think if they were going to make it, I think they'd have to put some references. It'd be like, oh, don't worry, LeBron, we did this back in the 90s. We would have like it's like, oh, we won in the 90s. Let's see if we can shake the dust off a bit, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or they might just be like, hey, it might just be kind of like a reboot, like where they just don't acknowledge the first one. It's just kind of like the second one for the 2010s, basically. It's basically like a 20-year gap between the first one and then saying, like, we're going to take the concept from the 90s, but we're going to set it in the 2010s and replace Michael Jordan, obviously, with LeBron. You know, What do you think? Are you gonna laugh at this movie?
Am I gonna laugh? Probably big time. I'm sure there will be some funny jokes.
Okay.
Some little quips. Some funny. You know, little burns. Probably some, as Kyler describes it, or you guys describe, some allusions to like real life references, like LeBron, which actually was a silly question I had was, is LeBron James gonna lose one game with the Toon Squad? And then want to be traded to another team.
No, he's gonna say, I'm coming home, right? He's gonna transport the Cleveland Cavaliers
to the internet.
He's gonna post on Twitter a picture of a Looney Tunes jersey and not in like no caption. And it's gonna be 2022. This is the only caption, and that's it. And it's gonna be James is his number. I can't remember what his number is, but.
Oh, LeBron James?
Yeah,
23.
He's 23, right?
No, he's different. Not with the Lakers. Or no, sorry. He's 23.
23,
six,
right?
It's gonna be
James 23, and it's gonna be the Looney Tunes style jersey, and it's gonna be 2022. And he's like, see you then. And that's all he's gonna post. And then he's gonna get the whole sports world talking about what team is gonna move to next. I saw there's another trailer we didn't watch, Levi didn't see, but there was one good joke that I enjoyed thoroughly because they made fun of LeBron James. We're not going to give mine first impressions. I disagree a bit with these two yahoos over here.
What?
I don't think this would be a good movie. I think
I never said it was going to be good.
I don't think I'd enjoy it. I think most of the jokes are going to fall flat, stone cold like a lead balloon. I like Don Cheadle. I like my guy Don Cheadle. I'm not a super fan like you guys. Like himself just being there will not give me any laughs. You know, like I'm a little confused about this whole server world situation, right?
Yeah.
I have some concerns going in. Concern number one, this plot line with his son about being a basketball star.
Yeah, that's an easy one. It's the opener thing, right?
And I'm assuming the overall lesson to be learned is that LeBron James is all about basketball, and he wants his son to be all about basketball, and his son's like, but dad, I have other interests, right?
Right.
And then his dad's like, nah, I think you're going to be a great basketball player, but I'm a great basketball player, and then, and he's like, and he's just not going to understand his son, and then over time, as he hangs out the Looney Tunes, he's going to realize, oh, it's okay if my son doesn't like basketball. And I think that'd be a plot option. Or they're just going to do a complete opposite. And then his son's going to be like, oh, you're so cool, Dad. I'm going to be a basketball star, too. And that's going to be
a garbage messaging
or something like that. I think the first one, though, is that it's going to be like, he's going to come to understand his son and be like, you know what, son? If you want to do what you want to do, that's okay. Because you know what? I understand you now. Or that's what they could do, anyway. I have a theory. That's a possible plot line.
I have a feeling.
And I think that'd be actually something to do would be okay. I mean, it's kind of cliche, but it adds some substance to the movie, right?
Yeah. It's not as cliche.
I'm not sure if they're going to do that, though. I think I'm worried that they're going to put his son and just put him away and be like, Dad, I need to get out of here. And he's just not going to, you know.
his son's just not going to
get me out of the movie at the start. I've set concern number two. Animation wise, I'm not sure if I'm gonna dig this. I'm not sure if I like the weird CGI slash
the live action.
Live action LeBron James with the CGI like 3D looking Looney Tunes. Sometimes they're 2D, sometimes they're 3D. It's kinda confusing. I like I said, Don Cheadle, I think he'll make a fine villain. I never see Don Cheadle as a villain in this character. Right, I'm not sure if he's gonna be a convincing villain, right? And
he's just gonna be Don Cheadle.
And if he's just Don Cheadle, right? But it's like he's kind of like I haven't seen films, so I can't judge yet. You know, this is a cash grab. Warner Brothers is like, let's just do a sequel to a classic movie.
Mm-hmm.
Put a bunch of references in. I'm sure there's gonna be ads all over the place. Michael Bay movie. You know, some of the jokes, like Yosemite Sam shoots the ball with his pistols. Like, talk about low hanging fruit. Like that's that fruit's hanging so low, touching the ground.
Yeah.
You know, but is it gonna be an awful film? Is it gonna be like absolutely terrible? No, I think it'll be 5 out of 10. 5 out of 10, and completely average film.
Okay,
I'm sure if you. If you go see it, you know, if you're a big fan of the original, right, and you're excited for it, you want to see this movie, go for it. You know, if you're kind of on the fence, or, you know, yeah, you have some other stuff you can do this weekend, maybe wait. Maybe wait if there's a sick ticket deal. Maybe wait for a streaming service to have it, to watch it, you know.
Yeah,
What I recommend you spend in the $30 to take you and your significant other to Space Jam 2, The Legacy. I mean, that's $30. It's up for you to decide. But I'd say this is either gonna be, it's gonna be a mediocre film, or they'll like recognize for what it is and actually put some good jokes in there,
mm-hmm.
and maybe it'll be self-referential and self-aware a little bit.
Poke fun of themselves a little bit,
you know. Yeah. Well, at least the Looney Tunes, right? They've changed up some characters from the original, right?
Did they?
You're gonna have, I think Daffy Duck's not gonna be playing the game. He's gonna be like the manager.
Oh.
His kind of thing is that he's kind of.
He tore his meniscus in the last movie or something.
He's gonna be kind of a hype guy. We're seeing some different characters. Let's go with the Looney Tunes characters. Let's see here. We got Bugs Bunny, obviously.
Yeah, Bugs and Lola.
Yeah, Bugs and Lola is the two main Looney Tunes. You have Daffy Duck in there. We see Grandma. The grandma character. I can't remember her name.
I think it's just Granny.
It's Granny. There's some jokes with her I saw from the trailer where she's an alcoholic.
Oh, what?
She drinks a martini in the locker room while they're doing their pep-up. Oh, they're also going to do the same thing from the original. They're going to steal the LeBron, the Michael Jordan secret, the special stuff. That's just normal tap water that he feeds them to make them feel like they're getting some special stuff. There's some other characters. They're gonna be there. There's Tweety Bird. Obviously, I didn't see Sylvester there, the cat.
I didn't either.
I didn't see him in the roster. I saw a big red, you know, Philly fanatic looking thing.
What? I'm not sure.
He's an old Looney Tunes character.
See, I've never seen him before, so I can't comment on that.
Anybody who's seen the, you know, Cartoon Network, you know, animated, you know, Looney Tunes show, like the new recent one, you know, they know it's Gossamer.
I have not seen the recent. Let's see, who else is going to be there? Probably the Tasmanian Devils.
Taz
is going to be there because you have Taz there. I'll talk about the villains some more. You got the Goon Squad. So
I think Anthony Davis is in that.
They got some basketball players to voice the Goon Squad.
Both women and...
I think it's a five-player team. I think there's
Anthony
four
Davis.
Men and one woman on
the
Goon Squad. There's that Snake Lady.
Ew.
There's a Snake Lady.
I don't like snakes.
And so it's kind of weird because they're not actually like the Goon Squad in the original film. They're all kind of like goblin-looking monsters, all kind of like opaque colors, but they're just kind of, you know, just kind of look like aliens or monsters.
So are they? Is that who LeBron is playing against?
Yes, that's the team that Don Cheadle doesn't play against.
Okay.
And instead, they're kind of like elemental stuff. They don't look all uniform. They all look very different. Like I said, there's a Snake Lady. I'm not sure how she avoids, you know, traveling. but you know, like I don't know how she avoids that. How do we know she's not? It's not an overback. What if her tail's on the other side of the court? We don't know.
That's true.
Who's refereeing this game? Probably Porky Pig, if I'm being honest. He's probably there somewhere too.
Question for you. You know, in the first one, they had you know Charles Barkley. They had him, you know, put their hand on a ball and get the bat, not power stuff. You think something similar like that's gonna happen in this? They're not gonna have
real
power
world
stuff, like some real world consequences with that. Yeah.
I think the real world consequences is that he loses his son.
Do you think the Goon Squad is like an actual like? You think the people who are voicing them? I think Anthony Davis is like that. I think Damian Lillard. I don't think Damian Lillard, but like
Damian Lillard's in it. Klay Thompson.
I don't.
That's the other one.
I don't.
Like, do you think that they'll have like? You know, any like real world?
No.
Okay.
No. This, after the first scene, and they get sucked into the Looney Tunes world, that's where they stay. I've not seen any crossover. I don't, from the trailer anyway. From the media I've read, right? My research on such topics, you know, tacit research. I'm not feeling this movie. I'm not gonna be honest.
You don't sound like you're very enthused.
I just, you know, like, I like the first one. It's good. It's a classic. It's a classic 90s film.
Classic.
You know, I'm not a 90s kid, but I enjoyed it when I watched it. It's good. It's a good Looney Tunes property, you know. And has it aged the best?
You don't think so?
It's aged okay. It's obviously not great. It's 90s, you know, animation, right? But it's a good movie.
It
it's a good watch. It
works.
It works for what it is. You know, it works for what it is. It's a good movie. This one, I'm just not sure. I always hesitant on sequels. Always hesitant on reboots.
That's
I've been burned in the past. You know, like I'm jaded. I'm cynical. You know, and I like to say, I like Space Jam. It's not my favorite movie of all time. You know,
no.
I'll watch it with the boys. I'll watch it if it's on cable.
Heck yeah.
You know, we'll stream it if we got nothing on, right? But it's not like I'm like,
not first choice.
I'm not getting Space Jam tatted on my shoulder. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're getting Space Jam 2, A New Legacy tatted.
I'm afraid what they want to do is set up for a sequel, right? Where it's like
a third one.
Well
they probably
a new legacy, right? And
a newer legacy.
You know, like. Like or like a t- you know like I don't know what they want what Warner Brother wants to do, you know, they've screwed up a bunch of movies in the past, right? Look at the DC universe, that whole place is messed up.
We could talk about the DC universe for decades. Universe.
You know, or their attempt. I don't even think it exists anymore. I think they kind of called
it
quits.
They forgot what they were doing.
They tried to start it early.
New concept for Warner Brothers if they want to take it right now. Space Jam, you know, Space Jam 3, a new game, and it's
a
another game.
And have LeBron James play against Steph Curry. Ooh,
no, it's not even basketball this time. It's just Tom Brady gets sucked into the Looney Tune world, and they have to play a game of football against, like, all the all-time, you know.
I don't know. I don't think it'd be a PG-13 movie though, Kyler, because they'd be too busy kissing his son to make that.
Yeah, that's true.
That wouldn't Disney wouldn't allow
that. They'd be deflating balls, and then there'd be innuendos. It'd be like, I don't know if I like that innuendo.
Let's see. LeBron James, he's been some more action. I think he's probably on a technical level. He's a better actor than Michael Jordan, for sure.
Even just from the trailer, I was thinking, okay.
Well, but at the same time...
First, Krill thinks it's LeBron over Michael.
No. Time out. I'm Steve Kerr. I'm calling time out. Right? Michael Jordan. Let's finish this debate right here. Michael Jordan's a better basketball player. Better than LeBron. Easy. Better person
Six
than LeBron.
Six rings!
Better person than LeBron. LeBron's a crybaby. He walks in the locker room and there's 5 minutes left when he knows he's losing the game, right? He's playing for the fame and the personal glory. He don't care about his team. Clearly, obviously, he's doing this because they offered him some money and the chance to kind of be on that same level as Michael Jordan, right? It's what it is. Yeah. He's been in some films before. He's been some side
legacy.
Characters. And this is new legacy, Michael. And LeBron James will cement his legacy as the basketball player.
He was in that movie with
comedy.
Amy Schumer, Trainwreck.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's in that movie. Apparently he did fine in that for what he did, right? I'm not dissing the guy, obviously, but just not... I am dissing him. I lied. He's just, not a big fan of LeBron James as a person, right? And seeing him in a movie, right? I don't care. Like, I don't find him a convincible protagonist all the time. I just hope they give some good plot, like there's some good development, right? And have your humor, right? But actually, the first one was good because it was like, okay, you have the basketball power story, you have all these 90s stars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meeting the Looney Tunes, right? It's every kid's kind of like, you're a kid in the 90s, right? You like your Looney Tunes, and you like your 90s basketball stars. And it's kind of like a collab thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
In this one, right, you have all these kids who kind of know what the Looney Tunes are, right?
Yeah.
They're kind of like, oh, yeah. My parents like Looney Tunes, or my older brother likes Looney Tunes,
right.
or my cousins, right? I kind of know they have that animated show, right? They don't know what it is, though, right?
Yeah, definitely not.
It's not like the new Paw Patrol movie coming out.
It's like it's the Gen Z. I'm not sure how much Gen Z is gonna get some of the Looney Tunes references. Oh, we gotta talk about you have Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner obviously gonna be in this at some point.
For sure.
He shows up in the trailer. I said, just end of my thought, right? And my first impression. If I see it, my expectations will be low. I'm expecting to be junky, and if it's better than that, and it's actually an okay film, fine. I'm not expecting to knock my socks off, right? Don Cheadle's a villain. LeBron James is the protagonist. His wife's in there somewhere.
She
shows up with you better win or we're gonna lose our son.
There's no Bill Murray like in the first.
Was something I wanted to not to keep going.
Okay. No, that's okay. That's my end of my thoughts anyway.
Okay.
It's bold prediction, mediocre film. It's gonna make a bunch of money because everyone's gonna see it. But it's gonna be okay. Everyone's gonna be like meh. There's some people are gonna like it a lot, some people are gonna hate it, but the majority of people are gonna be like, it's a film. Right?
It's not gonna be groundbreaking.
It's not winning any Oscars, it's gonna be fine. It's gonna do really well. Box office success, because everyone's gonna see it. But is it gonna be critical success? Probably not. I'm guessing probably between a 5 and a 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the average rating.
Going as low as 5.
I think that's the average. It's gonna be somewhere. The average should be somewhere between there, depending.
Oh wow. Okay.
That's what I gotta say in the matter.
So to sum it all up, you're really excited to see it.
Sum it all up. If I have to spend money on this movie and it's bad, I'm gonna be mad. That's what it is.
That's also true. So here's the deal, Jessica Biel, of why I wanted to see it. Because before I don't care, like you said, LeBron James, not a huge fan of him. I used to be back in the day.
Oh, I have a jersey in my closet right now.
I was a huge fan.
I was like, oh yeah.
Especially this last year he came out, he's supporting China with the whole Hong Kong riots, not to get
political.
That's the NBA. The NBA knows where their bread is buttered. AKA the Chinese market is huge for the NBA. So.
Yeah, which that I'm not a. That's not cool.
China.
Yeah, China's bad.
That was the one thing, but I guess it makes sense since it's Warner Brothers, obviously, of why Iron Giant's in it. As soon as I saw Iron Giant, that's when I decided, okay, I'm in.
Well,
because Iron Giant...
He's just a background character.
I went to see Ready Player One, because Iron Giant was in it. I did not care about anything else. It turns out I like the movie Ready Player One.
Well, if you like the movie, you're going to love the book. Just read the book.
Okay,
side note, not all people, read Ready Player One. It's a great book. Don't watch the movie. It's bad.
Dialogue and the plot of the movie is not that, like...
Oh, my gosh, the main... They cast that sucker so poorly. And they cut out so much content from the movie. They cut out so much content compared to the book. The book is so much better.
Well, yeah, it was still a three-hour movie.
It's not a three-hour movie.
That was close. 2 hours.
It was like an hour and a half movie.
Okay. Well, you know what?
The book is great. Well, read the book, dang it. That's all I gotta say about that.
All right, I'll read the book.
That's all I have to say on the matter.
Number two. So, we're not gonna see probably Pepe Le Pew.
No, he's been canceled. He's been canceled by... He's been Me Too. He's been Me Too'd along with Harvey Weinstein until he gets out of prison, just like Bill Cosby did, because he...
Bill Cosby's out of prison?
He's out of prison, yeah. Because the prosecutor, get this, foreign policy. We're talking about weekly foreign policy. It's gonna be out there. It's gonna be my own private channel. It's just be me talking about
it. It's gonna be out there. I might have some. It's gonna be wonderful.
Might interview some people. Might get Joan Ernst, Chuck Grassley on there. Some state
Chuck
senators.
Grassley, I love Chuck Grassley.
But anyway, so I know that's my plug.
I love Iowa.
Let me know. It's not gonna be coming yet, but I think in August I might get a microphone. We'll be.
Or yeah.
I'm serious. I'm not doing it because I like talking about foreign policy business. So I will be translating the foreign policy nonsense from the media into something normal people can understand, because they talk about it and it's just bad. Anyway,
career for 2024.
Talking about
35, so we gotta wait a while.
Yeah, wait a little bit. Continue the movie, right?
Yes. So back to the movie.
Back to the movie questions.
If this is gonna be an actual sequel, or if not, I guess doesn't matter. Are they going to, one, probably a bunch of references to the first one, and then two, are they going to bring somebody from the first movie to this movie? Are they going to have, like, Charles Barkley would have, but, like, made, not Michael Jordan, definitely Mole, he hates the spotlight now, but is somebody from the first movie going to show up in this movie, or is there going to be some sort of cameo, kind of like with Bill Murray from the first one?
Newman. Newman will make a cameo.
Wayne Knight's going to be in this?
Wayne Knight will be the...
Mr. Jordan!
Wayne Knight will...
splatted again.
Wayne Knight will, like, they'll be at end credit scene prediction. The gym will be... The gym's all trash right after LeBron James does the LeBron... LeBron James. Sorry, this movie's giving me a brain in here.
Sean Bradley.
Michael James. LeBron Jordan is gonna do the same thing Michael Jordan did to win the games. He's gonna activate his Looney Tunes powers and stretch out his hand. They kind of make fun of that a little bit in the trailer, where like he's gonna do that and then like there's a wall. So I'm assuming another prediction I'm gonna make is gonna be, it's a lot like the first movie, right, where they're gonna try to do these shenanigans, right? And then John Shields will be like, oh, I put some rules in the game, and they're gonna like try to do the strategy, like maybe from like Looney Tunes from the first one. The Looney Tunes will be like,
they're gonna hack a bugs or something.
And there's gonna be some type of like rules, and then like Don Cheadle is gonna say, oh, this ain't the old Space Jam. This is... You can't just slide one past me, dog.
This ain't
and
the old Space Jam. This is a new legacy. Paul, if they actually say
and
it.
Then, roll
and
credits.
Then,
and then let,
yeah, roll credits, credits then we leave.
But, you know, there he'll...
That's awful.
Basically, LeBron James will win. There'll be a huge, huge celebration.
Yeah.
Don Cheadle's defeated.
LeBron
and the end, end credit scene.
I mean, what?
End credit scene. Wayne Knight is the janitor. He comes, he's sweeping the floor.
Still stuck.
And he goes over to the basketball, right? And there's me basketball on the court, and he's going to pick it up, and he's going to be like, He's attempting to take a shot from half court, and then Porky Pig can be boom da boom. That's all, folks, before we see if it goes in or not. And that's going to be the sequel. Wayne Knight playing Space Jam.
He's going to be Space Jam 3. He's going to be the star of Space Jam.
Him and Ray Romano and Jerry Seinfeld, they're all going to, it's going to be the Jewish version of Space Jam. That's what we're in for.
George, why am I playing basketball?
Level 4.
I don't know, Jerry.
What's the deal with basketball shorts? Why are they so short?
What?
Well, Jerry, they're long now.
George is getting upset.
Anyway, Seinfeld references sans Kyler. Do you have anything else to add? I'm sorry, you kind of just been thinking in the corner the whole time. I've been talking the whole time.
No, that's good. I mean...
Anything else to add? Any responses to my critiques or criticisms?
Well, you know, I kind of agree with you a little bit on your rating. You know, 5 to 7, like, obviously there's nothing groundbreaking about this. This is just another, like, as you said, cash grab. But, you know, everybody's going to go see it for the nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first one was good. They're like, okay, well, I saw the first one. Might as well see the second one. That's what a lot of people do. You know, a lot of people go, you know, I can't really think of a movie off the top of my head right now where they're like, oh, I saw the first two, and just might as well see the third to finish it.
Actually, yeah, I had something about that, because this is another unusual thing, kind of like with Toy Story 4 and Incredibles 2, and I can't think of another.
That's a good point. It's a completely unnecessary film.
It's unnecessary.
The first one ties it up in a nice bow. You have LeBron, Michael Jordan, excuse me, playing golf, being junk at it, and then, you know, he realizes I gotta get back to playing basketball. It's Michael Jordan in his blue period. In his Picasso blue period, basically.
Yeah.
But, you know, I the rating, I think it stands. What do you think the rating? What would you rate this film if you had to preemptively rate it, which I know is kind of redundant, but
I'd give it a six.
You would probably give it a six just based off you'd enjoy it, but it wouldn't be like your favorite film of all time.
Yeah, that's true right there.
Okay.
Six.
So I suppose I was dunking on it, but you got the expectations. You're just like, yep, I'm gonna like it. I'm not expecting a whole lot, but I'm.
Oh no, yeah, like I'm not expecting this to be like, all right, you know, top 10 films of all time. Like, you know, I've already got my list, and it's just that's not gonna come anywhere near that. But like, you know, if I see it at like Walmart in the $5 bin, heck, I'll probably pick it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Brouse.
Yes.
If you had a rate. How much you'd enjoy the movie, or if you just took a shot in the dark, basically, whether you'd enjoy this movie, what would you possibly rate it preemptively?
So that's tough, because as I was going to allude to, they have an interesting demographic for this movie, because Space Jam, the first Space Jam was made over 20 years ago.
Well, the demographic is pretty simple. You have the 90s kids, who are now adults and are 35,
right,
who went saw Space Jam and loved it the first time, or basically millennials, right? You have the millennials.
You have the millennials.
And then you have the Zoomers. You have the Zoomers if there's some TikTok or Fortnite references in this.
Oh, LeBron James is on Fortnite.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up a while ago. You guys were talking. Yeah, LeBron James is actually his character is actually in Fortnite. It's got the Toontown skin too.
Oh.
And so you guys were talking about
right,
you know, teams, and I was just like, you know, he's gonna come out with a Fortnite team. You know, he's gonna come out with like Jonesy and all that, you know, banana peel, whatever.
Somebody's gonna do like the L dance where they go like
this. They're gonna do the L dance, they're gonna
if that happens,
if
there is any Fortnite dancing, if Don Cheadle starts to floss, I am standing up and exiting the theater. Or if I'm streaming, I am stopping. I'll stop streaming and then put on some crappy daytime television to try to bleach.
You'll start watching Days of Our Lives.
I'll start watching 60 Days In. I'll start watching Cops and Live PD instead. If there's some junk references to attract the Zoomers to this movie, right? If Porky Pig starts doing the TikTok hip dance, right?
He starts vaping.
I don't know. There's many.
Renegade.
you know, if Billie Eilish is in this movie, is like a side character.
She's the guest star. She's gonna be the Goon Squad, the new Space Jam.
Okay, bold prediction. Bold prediction.
Billie Eilish.
The more I talk about this movie, the more I'm not wanting to see it. It's a 4 now. We're at 4 out of 10 for wanting to see this movie. The Goon Squad is gonna be walking out to the song "I'm a Bad Guy." Bad guy, do, and they're gonna walk out, and then it's gonna.
I'm the bad guy.
That's, or it's, if there's some junk type of references, or if it's like Lizzo, like Truth by Lizzo, or like the thing is that.
And it's up.
The thing is about these movies, right? These movies that are sequel baits, right? Or the sequel, kind of sequel reboot, whatever, right? They're in production for a few years, right? It's been in production for a few years.
For sure.
So,
that music
is going to be from a couple years ago. So this is probably pre-COVID music. I'm thinking Lizzo is going to be in this movie. We're going to have Billie Eilish, maybe.
It's probably going to be some hip-hop artists.
There's going to be some hip-hops. I'm assuming they're going to have to put Slam in there somewhere.
On my freaking phone.
Oh, there's gonna be some Drake. Hotline Bling will be in this movie, even though it's way too old. We're gonna have Hotline Bling.
Because
no one's more out of touch with their audience than Hollywood executives and producers.
For sure, yeah.
If you wanna look at some people who are out of touch with humanity, it's those people.
They have no idea
what people like or what's up with times. Their 17-year-old daughter who's on Addison Rae on TikTok they're probably like, oh, what should we put this movie
in?
They
have the Space Jam 2 soundtrack out. I don't know if you
want to
hear it.
Let's read it. Let's read it off, though. Okay. We're not going to get copyright claimed.
We've got track one called We Win with Lil Baby.
That's the third thing. It's gonna be Travis Scott, Lil Uzi Vert. We're gonna have
Chance the Rapper.
We're gonna have Chance the Rapper.
Talking about his wife.
Travis Hot Shower. There's gonna be some 90s slam.
Cheap,
I don't
thrill.
Think he's wrong. Neither am I. Here's the second one.
Trey Young,
Lil Wayne, and 2K Golden, Control the World.
Okay.
Third track.
So that's Don Cheadle's theme song, Control the World. Okay.
Third song, See Me Fly with John Legend, Simba, and Chance the Rapper.
Okay.
There it is. Chance
is Uzi Vert in this song? I need to know.
Number four is Hoops with Saudi, Salt and Pepper, and Cash Doll.
Salt and Pepper. I thought they got canceled for being Trump supporters. I don't know. That's Diamond
five.
And that's Flat. That's different.
Number five, Pump Up the Jam by Lil Uzi Vert.
There it is.
I freaking forgot about that. It's gonna be okay. The soundtrack's not gonna be good. It's just gonna be a bunch of trap mumble rappers the whole time.
It's not gonna be like Spider-Man into the multiverse.
I wish it would be like that. That'd be good.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
We can talk about Spider-Man into the multiverse. Is a very good side note.
Number six, Just for Me with St. John and SZA.
Is Damian Lillard gonna have a song?
We got more John Legend. We got Jonas Brothers, Mercy.
All
right. Lil Tekka and Aminé, Game Time.
Tekashi 6ix9ine in this too.
We got Cordae and Duckworth, Snitch. Settle the Score. We got MVP by Brockhampton. Shoot My Shot by Joyner Lucas. And you know those are the big names. So no Lizzo. So.
Oh thank goodness. Well that I'm relieved.
But the big names: John Legend, Lil Wayne, Chance the Rapper.
John Legend.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Wait a minute, hold up.
Why is Slam? Why is Slam?
Wait a minute.
Where's Slam?
Apparently Dame Dalla.
There it is, Damian Lillard, I knew it.
Damian Lillard.
He's in the movie, so I had a feeling they would put one of his songs.
I had no idea Damian Lillard was an artist.
Yeah, he does some rap songs. Called it.
Apparently the Space Jam thing is already out, so I might have to take a listen to that when I go home.
I might actually listen to it too.
Probably a little Uzuver one, because...
I can't.
Pump up the jam.
Why can't you put Slam in there?
Slam.
Yeah.
Well,
some classic.
Why can't you put Slam?
Come on and slam. They'll probably do some like remix to it.
You have to put it in there, and you know it better be in a good spot. You know, that's again another question for us.
Well, that was the thing of like one of the talk about is that. Are they going to make this for the new generation, or are they going to try to cater a little bit to the kids that grew up, the people that grew up on Space Jam 1? Is it going to be this weird mix, or is it just going to be like, this is our own thing, it's for the kids? It's a question.
So, to answer your question, it'd be both. I think what they're going to do is they're going to have some nostalgic references for the millennials to go.
Yeah.
Right? They're going to have some of the Evelyn Tunes over there. You're going to have some references, right? But the rest of it...
Jack Nicholson going to be in
No.
Because he's a huge Lakers fan.
No.
Just like with Bill Murray.
They're not going to have any actual teams. I don't even think they're going to have teams. It's just going to be LeBron. I think all these like Damian Lillard, they're not... There's going to be voicing, right? And Klay Thompson, they're just going to be voicing
the
bad guys.
Be this weird,
but they're not going to actually like... They're not actually going to be physically in the film. See, LeBron James is not going to be like, this house works as a team, right? He's the star, dang it.
Well, yeah, just
you know?
Like with the first one.
But Michael Jordan also, he's like, he had other people. He had, you know, Charles Barkley talking about, oh, man, I'm going to get my game. And you know, he's talking about his game. And you know, and then he's like, come on, Michael Jordan, you're the only person who can save all these players. You know, you're the only one who can do this.
Right.
You know, you have to come back. The league sucks. There's no one plan.
Yeah.
You know, you have to come back and win for us. You know, and like, but this is not going to be like LeBron James is not. He is the star, right? And he's doing this for his son because he has to do it right. You know, there's not. It's going to be self-aggrandizing. You know. Sorry, that probably did not make any sense. Ignore it, but
disregard.
Disregard, but I don't think there's going to be any like real world. We were talking about that earlier. There's not going to be any real world situation besides the sun.
It's weird. They're going to spend a few hours in Matrix land and then they come back.
Yeah, there's going to be some. Like, we already saw some data references, right? Like some Matrix. Anytime there's anything transporting to a different universe,
what in the Matrix hell?
There's
yeah.
just going to be some Matrix references. There's probably going to be some references that some 90s kids would get, and millennials would get.
Probably,
right?
Yeah.
Is what I'd expect, and then there's going to be some references to, like, to Snapchat or something.
Fortnite,
or there's going to be, like, there's some references we saw in the Toon World. We saw, like, Game of Thrones World, which is Warner Brothers property, right? You know, you have some of that. There's going to, you know, and there's going to be some, like, Iron Giant, right? There's going to be some background characters you put in there. Scooby-Doo Van, Kong, Flintstones. Batman characters, you're gonna have some of that as well.
Yeah, which I'm okay with that.
I mean, it's kind of Warner Brothers at the same time doing this. Instead of just having Looney Tunes, there's gonna be all these different types of fandoms there.
There's gonna be a lot going on.
There's gonna be a lot going on.
You know,
character wise, you know, I don't know. I think Bugs Bunny's about the same. They changed Lola Bunny up. She's gonna have more of a role than the first one. Besides, the first one, she was just really good. It was the thing. People thought she was hot and that she was good. Is what it was.
No, she had some serious handles.
She had handles.
She crossed up some people.
She crossed up some people, right? That was it, right? And then, and this
She's
one.
She's ISO Joe out there.
This one is, it's her and Bugs are kind of the team leaders for this one. And Daffy Duck's going to be comedic relief. You have Granny in here drinking martinis on the bench because she's
Granny
alcoholic.
Is yeah, she
she's
has,
gonna
she
she's
has
gonna cross people up.
Because
that's funny having an old person, you know, cross up on these, you know, inhuman monsters. Snake lady. Medusa or something. I don't know.
Dolodon or something. I don't know who the lady.
Probably played by Bad Barbie or something like that.
I don't know. Dr. Phil's gonna be out there.
That's all I gotta say. It's not gonna be a very long film. I bet it's gonna be like an hour 50 minutes, I'm guessing, maximum. It's not gonna be super long.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
what's
an hour and 55 minutes?
Yeah.
See? There you go.
Yeah,
it's not gonna be a 2.5 hour movie.
No.
You got kids, probably be good to take your kids to it. You know, if you like the
Ooh.
First one, you take your kids to it. I'm sure they get entertained by it. You know, maybe if they're like 11, 12, probably. Not super young. There's some guns in there. Yoda 70 Sam goes off on a basketball once or twice, I'm sure, so...
He's going to get canceled soon.
Well, yeah, he has a bump stock.
He's going to end on a rage tattoo.
He's got a... ATF is going to come out and, where's your tax stamp? Where's your tax stamp for your barrel's too long? Barrel's too short, I should say.
He's going get arrested in the film.
Why do you have some 90-round magazines in a in your cabin in Yosemite?
That was actually something I wanted to ask a serious question with.
Okay.
Obviously, we know how the world is. We live, fortunately or unfortunately, in a broken world. That's filled with sin. So
that's correct.
Is there going to be, and this is, you know, talking about the demographic that, you know, obviously this is made for kids that grow up watching LeBron, Damian, Klay Thompson, all those folks. Are and how Hollywood is right now, the whole culture with basically this whole country of America.
Yeah.
Is there, or do you think there will be any sort of remarks about either cultural things, racial things, anything like that?
That's a good question. I don't think so, because Hollywood is virtue signals when they can, but as soon as there's money on the line, they don't. Hence, for example, give you an example, Star Wars trailers, right? You know, they want to have a new diverse cast. You have new leads. You know, taking prominent roles, right? You have someone like
Daisy Ridley
and John Boyega. John Boyega, right? Taking more prominent roles, or supposed to anyway.
Yeah.
They had posters for the for Rise of Skywalker, or not Rise, for the what's the Force Awakens?
Yes.
Posters, right? Yeah, you had, you know, the big three kind of main characters, right? You have Kylo Ren on there, you have Daisy Ridley, you have John Boyega, you have Poe Dameron, played by what's his name? I can't remember his name.
I don't remember.
Right, and that's another poster, but in China, they made John Boyega really tiny, because Chinese people don't like black people.
Oh.
Right, and instead of, you know, well, we don't care if they don't like black people, we're not going to be racist, we're not going to do that. They follow the money, even when they can, right? In other markets, like Chinese market, right? Yeah.
Huge market.
Right?
Hollywood.
And especially for this type of movie, be perfect, because it's full of cultural references that people who, not even, you know, like, Lynch is popular in other places, other countries of the world.
Sure, yeah.
Lynch is popular. LeBron James is very popular. NBA is popular, right?
So NBA is huge.
You know, so that's going to be a thing. So, you know, I don't think they will. I think the worst thing, maybe they might have some the racial stuff, right? There might be some racial business, some racial side plot, maybe. Maybe Don Cheadle's secretly white, I don't know. You know, like, maybe there'd be some slight... I really don't think so, though. Or maybe there might be some gender things, right, where, like, Bugs Bunny's like, oh, you're a girl, if I'm a little boy, you can't be me, oh, 1v1, oh, I'll go easy on you.
Well,
and
that
she's like...
Well, that was a joke in the first one, right? Yeah, they're like, oh, who's the girl?
Well, that was Daffy Duck's like, I got Daffy this, Ducks. and then Little Bunny comes in and smacks his face. There might be something like that, but it might be more in depth with that. Like, you know, it's like there might be like a female empowerment moment, like in Avengers Endgame, when there's the great infamous scene of all the female characters passing off the gauntlet in like a scene, you know, like some several scenes for 5 minutes, because it was ridiculous because it was forced, right? All these badass characters, pardon my French. You know, and you're just like, oh, we have to make sure we get them all in there. Let's make it all artificial. But anyway, there might be something like that where, like, you have Granny Lola Bunny teaming up. Maybe you have LeBron James' wife. Oh, another bold prediction, possibility.
Prediction time.
LeBron James breaks his ankle in the game, right? His ankle's
he flops down.
He can't move, right? And they're tied. Meets him come in, LeBron James' wife comes in. I don't think they're going to do this. I think this would be really cool if they did, though. It'd be really funny. It's like LeBron James, he goes down. He can't finish the game. His wife comes in, he's like, put me in. And she comes in, and she, Granny Lola Bunny, come in, do some sick
side
passing.
Side shot of the three of them running to
running down the court. Break. They're passing the ball, doing some alley-oops. Lola Bunny hits it up, right? Alley-oops it right in for LeBron James' wife. To come in, smacks down, gets with a sick dunk.
Yeah. Saves the day.
Saves the day.
if it was something like that, it would be, you know, LeBron rolls, you know, tears his meniscus or something, you know, and then his son comes in and plays.
Or his son might. I honestly was going to think of that too. See, like, that's a possibility. I seriously think his son's just going to be in prison the entire time. Like, Dad, I'm sorry that I didn't like, I was disrespectfully, Dad. You know,
Dad, I'll do basketball now. It's just like, no, you can do whatever
like,
you want.
Or, I don't think he's a new bat. I think he's my son I respect. Or, like, his, no, there's going to be some, there's going to be some, now? Oh, there's some video, his son likes playing video games. I'm getting, bold prediction, son's like playing video games, doesn't like basketball as much, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's going to be some video game aspect.
His son's like,
Dad, you have to do this.
Yeah,
you
have to
do this,
B,
you know. So you have to use a combo, and then you just see the and then LeBron James can see the value of playing video games,
or at the end of the movie, the value of looking at computers.
He becomes a Twitch streamer.
Yeah, he's a hot tub stream with Pokimane.
Pokimane.
Hey yo.
Yeah, no, I
the real Anthony Davis 3. Thanks for the
20 gifted sub. Thank you.
Thanks for the 20 gifted subs. Thanks for the tier 5 sub.
Yeah, there's options of what they can do with this. It's one of these predictions they were pulling out here. Might be right, maybe. Maybe we're all wrong. Maybe it's not going to be that deep. Maybe it's just going to be straight up. There's playing some basketball games with John Cheadle as a son. And
yeah,
there's not going to be any of those. Like, they're going to let this plot thread hang.
I feel, with Hollywood and how it is nowadays, they're going to do some sort of forced worldly message about, you gotta be like this, or, you know, like, everybody's gotta be nice, or something, you know, something really, like, some sort of platitude.
What, okay, everyone be nice is not a worldly message, it's not like...
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know
you're... Something very just...
Generic.
Probably generic.
Some generic, probably good, feel good about, you know, power of people, or something.
You'll go
or,
home that night thinking about it, and then you'll wake up and be like, oh my.
I don't think it's gonna be a strong message. I think it's just me.
You're not gonna get some strong theology from this.
No. There's not gonna be.
What are you talking about?
It's not written by John Piper.
No, it's not. It's not gonna. You're not gonna. It's not all dogs go to heaven. It's not. It's not. That's not the best theology we're receiving.
Co-writer of John MacArthur. And,
yeah. We're not gonna,
Martin Luther.
We're not gonna have. There's not gonna be a 95 thesis on in this movie. Yeah, I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
No, is there any final thoughts? Any final thoughts?
You know, I'll admit, I'm kind of looking forward to this just because how much we talked about it.
Okay.
Number one, I'm not going in like expecting like, oh my gosh, I can't wait. It's more like I want to laugh at it, maybe with it a couple times, something like that. If I laugh with it, that's a bonus. But I mostly just kind of want to go in, have a good time.
Eat popcorn.
Watch some back of ball.
Support the movie theaters.
Support the theater coalition.
No, they're coming back. They're coming back, I think. They might run out of people to hire.
The most group of all time. Movie theaters. Yeah. So, you know what? I'm actually going to go bold prediction. The lowest score, I think, is going to be 7 out of 10.
Okay, you're gonna enjoy this movie, you're guessing. You're thinking.
I think I will enjoy it. I think I'll have fun. Kind of like with the last Star Wars movie where, you know, like,
don't,
I had
don't,
fun
don't
at it.
Don't finish that thought. Don't finish it. Just stop. Moving on to cut. No, you can't. But
no, I saw it with one of my friends and we laughed.
Okay.
At it together, and it was fun.
Yeah.
Would I watch again? Probably not, but it made it enjoyable. So that's what I'm looking for. Going with my pals.
Rise of Skywalker
and having some
is,
fun.
Is a garbage film. J.J. Abrams. J.J. Abrams has a line where. That's what we should do. We should do. If you want to get me to talk about a topic for about 6.5 hours, we can talk about Star Wars. Mason can come here and he can.
Mason honestly doesn't have strong opinions about it.
No, he does.
Well, yeah, but
dude,
he doesn't.
You have to call Ben over so he can beat that horse.
No, Ben. What Ben will do is he'll say, "Oh, he'll pretend like he likes the film," because
no. What are you talking about? That's Thad.
But Ben does the same thing,
Ben,
right?
Does the same.
See, Ben. What Ben will do. Well, the other thing is he loves what's his face, freaking.
Adam Driver.
No. Who's the director for the second?
Not Ryan Johnson.
No. No, it was Ryan Johnson.
Was it Ryan Johnson?
He loves Ryan Johnson's work, and I don't know why. Ryan Johnson's a hack director. He's
what
junk.
What else has he done?
Knives Out. He did Looper. He did Brick.
Oh, Looper.
I'm gonna be completely honest. Okay. Super sidetrack. I didn't think Knives Out was that good.
I didn't think it was that good either.
That's a high five.
That's that. CC.
That's a low five.
Now, what I did like about it, I loved all the characters of Jamie Lee Curtis. I loved all the characters.
I loved Dan Southern.
I love Dan Craig being a Southern detective talking about donuts.
Southern drawl.
He's talking about donuts and donut holes. And I like that. The thing is, they didn't spend enough time with the family.
No.
And I didn't like the plot lines. Anyway, Cutter, final thoughts on the Space Jam 2 A New Legacy.
Similar with Levi, I'm actually getting more excited to see this. Pretty much everything that Levi said, but like my lowest that I'd go is 6.5.
Okay.
Like I don't think it's gonna be that great, I think it's gonna be pretty enjoyable in the moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, it won't be a failure.
Okay. Yeah. So final thoughts from Mr. Creel.
Yeah.
Talking about it more, I've come to the conclusion that I'm not sure if it's gonna be bad. I think I'll just find it boring. I'm just gonna find it boring, more or less than anything else.
We'll get you in cheeky Creole mode, and then
no, then I'll make fun of it and be obnoxious in the theater. Yeah, you don't want that. I'll get kicked out. Well, or I'll make you mad actually, or I'll be annoying. But no, so here's the deal. It's gonna be a boring film. It's gonna be perfectly average. Nothing. I don't think the jokes are gonna land for me. I think they're gonna be kind of eh. Right, you know, there's Looney Tunes jokes, right, and those are good, but also, I feel like they're gonna go for repeats, right? There's gonna be some sleep with a Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, and it's gonna it's not gonna be like memorable or interesting, it's gonna be kind of bland, right? That's the keyword, bold prediction keyword for this movie,
bland.
That's what I'm expecting. Bland story,
okay.
Bland plot, bland characters, bland jokes. Maybe it'll be surprising.
LeBlanc James.
It's gonna be like mashed potatoes with nothing in it.
Ooh.
It's just gonna be bland, right?
And gross.
And bland and mushy, right? It's what I'm expecting. It's I mean like
it'll make me vomit.
It won't make me leave the theater. It's not gonna be like it's not gonna offend
it's
me.
Not
it's
not gonna be like an emoji movie.
It's not gonna be like an emoji movie or some awful films I've seen or boring. It's just gonna be boring, right? And it's gonna be some basketball action, right? The soundtrack is not my type of music. I can tell you that right now. It's not for me.
No CCR in there.
No CCR. If they did, that'd be pretty cool. Like, I want Porky Pig
cool.
to be a Vietnam vet and like start going in on it. But we can't have that. We can't have that. No, it's gonna be average. It's gonna be average film. Instead, I'm not thrilled to see it. Like, if these jokers are going, maybe we'll go. We'll see what's up. But kind of closing her out here.
Yeah, let's close it out.
Close her out here. I got one prediction, and that's my final rating. I think it's gonna be about a 5 out of 10. It's gonna be a perfectly average film. It's gonna do well in the box office. That's like guaranteed.
It's gonna make a bunch of money.
Or it should make money anyway. My predictions, unless it doesn't, which I'd be really surprised at. I think it's gonna make money. I think it's gonna be meh critically. I think it's gonna be a meh film. It's gonna be a film like when it's on cable in the future or on streaming services, you'll put it on while you're doing laundry, or for kids or for teenagers or for like preteens, like 11, 12 year olds will probably find it entertaining.
Okay.
You know, maybe some of the slapstick, right? I think,
yeah,
or
sure.
I think if you're a really big fan of the first one and there's some references, or you like LeBron James a lot, or you like the plot, you like Don Cheadle. Fan, zealot, or whatever you want to call yourself, right? You'll be fine. But you know what? For me, if you didn't like the first one, or you're fine with the first one, you know, whatever, and you don't really care for LeBron James, and you're like, eh, you know, you don't have to go see it in the theater. I don't think it's, you know, probably not a must see.
Wait a year and a half, and it'll be in the $5 bin at Walmart.
Wait until it's on Paramount Plus, Peacock, HBO Max, or any other of the 47,000 streaming
Plus.
Paramount Plus, IMDb TV, TLC TV,
Warner Brothers
Max, Hulu, Vudu,
TiVo,
Crunchyroll,
Peacock. I think I said that one already.
Peacock Plus.
Crunchyroll. Let's see what else we got in there.
1, 2, 3 movies.
1, 2, 3 movies. Watch on F Movie App.
Pirated.
Any numbers. You know, it's gonna be fine.
Whatever.
It's gonna be. Wayne Knight. I'm not seeing it. That's not a final message.
Okay.
If Wayne Knight's not there, I ain't there. Why can't we have Wayne Knight put an air hose in his mouth and blow up like a balloon and look all CGI? Why can't we have that, Warner Brothers? Tell me that. Huh?
Tell me that. Tell me that. That's the real controversy.
That's the real controversy. Why just because Wayne Knight has been popular since the 90s in Jurassic Park, why can't you put him in? He probably needs work. He hasn't been in anything. He hasn't been since the early 2000s.
He hasn't done anything since Seinfeld.
No, Jurassic Park was after Seinfeld.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah, that's right. Get fact checked, old man. That's right.
For James Creel, I'm Levi Brouse.
Tyler Boer.
And this is The Critics Are the Real Artists. Thanks for listening to our ramblings. We'll see you again with. Probably in
Clifford.
A review. Maybe Clifford the Red Bigger Dog. Who knows? If I can convince him not to. Maybe something else.
Good night.
Crested area.